No one is calling it a flu outbreak, but because a large number of students have been absent from Yancey schools suffering from upper respiratory infections, some of which have tested positive for flu, Yancey schools will be closed today through Tuesday. About 250 students have gone home sick with flu-like symptoms at two schools and several child care centers this week. Linda Kinane of the Yancey County Health Department says there are some simple ways to help prevent the spread of respiratory illnesses such as the flu.
Avoiding the spread of flu is really not all that difficult. If you use what's called cough etiquette, where you cover your nose and mouth with a Kleenex when you cough or sneeze, dispose of it, and wash your hands right away. Washing hands is really important. During the season, people should be washing their hands regularly, especially before they eat. You also shouldn't share eating utensils or toothbrushes or things like that. Drink from the same cups. You should never do that, but it's especially critical now.
We asked Kinane, what about flu shots?
Currently, there is plenty of flu vaccine available in the state, but unfortunately, there have been some shipping problems, and healthcare providers have not been able to receive their complete orders. So we do suggest that you listen to the radio or call your doctor's office to find out if and when the flu vaccine will be available. The health department currently doesn't have any available, but as soon as we do, we'll put it right on the radio so that people will be aware.
Linda Kinane is with the Yancey County Health Department. She says they're waiting for test results to come back from state labs to determine if it is the flu. If that happens, Yancey would be the first county in the state to have confirmed flu cases this season. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.